Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and we are on episode 185 of the Slow Living Podcast. And today we're going to talk about acting as if. And I don't know, I was born in 76, so I was in elementary school in the 80s. And people, kids, well, they were kids, would say things at the time as if, and it was kind of like a put down or a snarky statement. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that now and how using that as a mindset shift can help you move forward and make forward progress in your personal and professional goals. And it's just kind of a shift. And it's kind of fun because then you can just kind of tell yourself when you're having a thought, you're going like, whatever, as if, and move forward in that way. So I am recording today in April, and this will come out in April. And I'm recording it before tax day. And right in the time frame where the stock market is going up and down and all around, and people are freaking out. This upcoming Saturday, I have a peace call with my Simple Shortcuts to Peace group, and we're going to be talking about the third step in the peace pyramid, which is all things finance. And by the time you listen to this, that will have already happened and you will have submitted your taxes. And my hope is that the stock market has kind of calmed down a little bit. But one thing to think about when you're thinking about as if, and if you happen to be an anxious person or a worried person, what if you weren't? What if you acted as if you were calm, or you acted as if you were in control, or you acted as if you were smart and good at math, instead of quickly dismissing like, oh, I'm not good at this, or I can't understand this, or I'm not good at math. That happens a lot when I talk to women about their finances, or they dismiss me and say that it's their husband's job, their spouse's job, and they aren't into it, and it doesn't apply to them because it's not their thing. And I want to kind of poke at that a little bit. And then right now I'm just focusing on finances, but we'll move on to other aspects. You're the adult. You're the adult in the room. You're the adult listening to me right now. And adults need to do things, even if it's not their thing and not your thing. So I want you to know your numbers. I want you to be strong and stable and know what's happening. And there's definitely something to be said if you're being kept in the dark about certain things in your life or in your marriage. That's not okay. And so kind of pay attention to that. If you are married, your marriage should be an equal partnership, and you should know all of the numbers, and you should know what's going on. It's not one person's burden. The same way It's not only, if we're just going straight down gender lines here, it's not only your job to raise the kids and keep the house and make the dinner. Grown-ups do grown-up things, and everything should be an equal partnership. Sure, there's give and take, but if you're sick, your spouse, your significant other should know how to give the kids a bath and make dinner and put them to bed. Same way, if your significant other, spouse, husband does all of the bills and then all of a sudden is hospitalized and can't, you need to know how to do all of these things. So please pay attention to that. The older you are, chances are this is like, well, no shit, Steph. Sorry, don't say bad words. No kidding, Steph. Of course I know this. It comes up pretty gosh darn often. And I coach women from all over the world of all ages and stages in life. And this comes up pretty often. So I want you to act as if you are a full-fledged grown-up and you can do all of the things full-fledged grown-ups can do. You absolutely can do hard things. You absolutely can do math. You absolutely can do all of these things. So we got back from Texas this past week. We spent our spring break trip in Texas. I had some book events for the new books, The Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose. I did some book events and decided, since they happened to be coinciding with spring break, to bring Adam and our youngest, who's 15, along for a spring break trip. And so we had a ton of fun. We flew into Dallas, rented a car. We did Fort Worth, loved Fort Worth, loved the stockyards, drove through Waco, definitely looked for Joanna Gaines, did not find her, but saw the Magnolia store and all of the different things. And we got two scones and it was lovely. And then from there, we drove to Austin, spent the night in Austin, had book events in these places and they went well. And then from Austin, went to San Antonio and loved the San Antonio area. And unbeknownst to me, we were in San Antonio during the Final Four. And the Final Four is the college basketball playoff things that people who are more sporty than I am know about and probably knew this was happening, but I did not know it was happening at all. So it was a fun surprise. And looking back on it, that is probably why it was difficult to find hotel rooms in San Antonio when I was booking them at the end of January. And the hotel rooms were between $750 and $1,200 a night along that lovely Riverwalk area. So we did not stay there. We stayed in the airport Holiday Inn Express, which is fine. But we had to drive to the Riverwalk area. But all of these things happened. And I have a history of having a bit of a princess problem, and maybe I'll record a podcast episode on the princess problem. But my princess problem is that I want other people to do things for me. And this was the first time that I didn't have a publicist do all of the airline booking and hotel booking for me. And then for our family vacations, Adam usually does this. So I had to do this myself. And it's so embarrassing that here I am at 48 years old and I've never rented a car before, but that's what needed to happen. I needed to suck it up, buttercup, and not be a princess and acted as if I knew what I was doing. So we did record a podcast episode a while ago talking about how fake it till you make it doesn't work because your brain and your body aren't in alignment. And so your brain knows that you're putting on a show, you're faking it, you're being inauthentic. And so because of that, a lot of self-sabotage happens and you're not feeling just kind of, for lack of a better, I want to use the word authentic, but I think there's another word that I'm trying to come up with. We'll see if it flies into my brain or not. But it's just not aligned. I think that's the word. You're not aligned with who you are deep down inside, and you're not doing things with integrity because you know you're quote unquote faking it. Acting as if is similar, but different. And the difference is you are the grown-up. You are the person. So you're acting as if you already know, and you're going and doing it. It's a very subtle shift. But I wasn't doing anything wrong. I wasn't faking it. Grown-ups can make airplane reservations all by themselves. Grown-ups can file taxes all by themselves. I'm not faking anything. I'm doing things that I've never done before, and I'm feeling confident that I can figure it out along the way, which is different than faking it. Faking it is acting in a part or in a role until you quote unquote make it, which sometimes doesn't happen, and then you end up beating yourself up a lot in your brain. So what happened? I was able to make the airplane reservations and the hotel reservations and the rental car reservations all by myself. And I did the book talks. And while I was nervous and uncomfortable, I knew I could do it. And it all worked out great and wonderful. And with that mindset, I came home and I was thinking about this on the plane because I had a bunch of coaching calls lined up and a bunch of different women who are working on different goals, both personal and professional goals. And I wanted to be in a really good headspace so I could coach them properly. And divorce has been coming up here and there in some of my coaching calls. And I'm not going to dox anybody or share too much information. But one of the exercises that I had one of my coaching clients go through was to do a mental divorce because she wasn't ready yet to do an actual divorce. So I wanted her to decide in her brain that she was divorced and then start doing things that she would do if she was divorced. So acting as if she was already divorced. So in her situation, we brainstormed. We got out a pad of paper and started brainstorming. Okay, so if you were divorced, what would your Mondays look like? What would you do on Tuesdays? What are your weekends like? What kind of food would you now be eating because you're no longer worried or thinking about anyone else? You're only thinking about yourself right now. And in her situation, the kids were already out of the house. Acting as if you're divorced. What would it be like? And so then she reported back to me this morning. I got a really long email and it worked. And she only acted this way for, I think it was 4 or 5, what is today? Today's Thursday. So I think it's been 5 days that she's acted this way and she feels lighter. She feels freer. She joined a rec center class in her area that's a mixture of yoga and Pilates. I think they're calling it like Yogalottis or something very cute like that. And she's enjoying it. And she met some other woman, and then she's gonna join a book club, and she's going to do things for herself that she hasn't done, probably for no reason, but because she never gave herself permission to do so. The jury's still out on whether or not she's going to actively and for realsies divorce, but we're not there yet. And I just thought that was a really interesting distinction. So that's a very large life decision. But for you, what could you act as if now? So for me, for instancing, since Adam and I have always kind of followed that FIRE movement of financial independence, retire early. The idea of retirement has always been such a carrot on a stick that I have these thoughts of like, oh, when we're retired, we'll do this, or oh, when we're retired, we'll do that. But we've started acting as if we are sort of, and we're not. We're still working and throwing money in the bank, and it's making baby money, although right now with the stock market, but whatever. That's a different story. The idea of travel. So just this past week, we were slow. We were thoughtful. We're walking around the Alamo and reading all the signs and seeing the retirees and thinking, you know what? I'm going to have a milkshake for breakfast because I can. And I'm going to go do this because I can. And granted, we had a 15-year-old with us who rolled her eyes at us wanting to read all of the signs at all of the historical landmarks, but we did it anyway. With the idea that we're going to savor and we're going to really enjoy this time. I think that's one of the reasons I really like road trips is that it's deciding that you see something off the side of the road or billboard and you're like, yeah, let's just go doing it. So it's that mental shift of I've got all the time in the world. Like, who cares? Like, there's no rush. There's no need to do things right now, except for the things that I want to do. So maybe it's gardening after work instead of catching up on email or doing something because you think you have to do it or you should do it, and deciding on purpose to do things that you actually want to do. I really like jigsaw puzzles. So instead of thinking, oh, I can't put a jigsaw puzzle out right now because it's going to cover the dining room table. And then when are we going to eat? And blah, blah, blah. Find a way to make it work. Is there a puzzle board that you can use that you can shift around and carry and go tuck under the couch? If you've always wanted to learn how to quilt, but you haven't done it because you're waiting for perfect time, learn, learn, pull out the sewing machine, go through your fabric scraps. Now, do it now. Have fun now. Not when you're 60, 70, 80, and you don't know if arthritis like is coming to your fingers and your joints and your knuckles are going to swell up. Do the things now. This comes up a lot also when I'm working with women who are trying to lose weight and are trying to have a certain aesthetic before they put on the swimsuit. Or before they get the summer dress or wear a tank top or shorts. They don't want to do it because they have cellulite. So you don't know even if you lose a certain amount of weight if cellulite goes away. So just enjoy it. Just enjoy it being in the here and the now. And really, who cares? And if you need inspiration for that, go to the mall, go to a public pool and see people of all body shapes strutting and just owning it and being them. Because a lot of times it's just you and your brain thinking that you have to look a certain way. There are people all around, there are examples everywhere of people of all body shapes and sizes doing whatever it is they want. So you act now, act as if you have the confidence to do it now and just enjoy it. I was watching my 600-pound life the other day. I was folding laundry and it just happened to be on. And it was at the beginning. So I hadn't I didn't know who this character was. It happened to be from the very beginning. So her name was Melissa. And usually when I'm scrolling through, it's like partway through the show. And so I like to get involved with the stories and learn about the people. So I usually don't stop, but this time I did stop. And so I learned about Melissa and why she wanted the weight loss surgery. And she said so many times within the episode that I was watching that I thought when the weight came off, I'd finally be happy. But I realized that the happiness is an inside job and I needed to be happy first. And that is one, true, and two, terribly, terribly poignant. If you're delaying your happiness or your worthiness or your feeling of fulfillment and gratitude and appreciation for anything in your life right now, stop. Stop. Pay attention to the here and the now. Look around wherever you are. Look around. You have so much to be grateful for, so much to be appreciative for, regardless of your situation in life, regardless of whether or not you think whatever it is you're doing isn't good enough. It is. It absolutely is. I want to share a few past podcast episodes that that might resonate with you. And then I really want you to start paying attention to where you're cutting yourself off short and you're not acting as if whatever it is you're doing is good enough. And really pay attention to that, because a lot of times it comes down to those feelings of inadequacy and those feelings of unworthiness. So episode 94 was called Sustainable Consistency. And it's the idea of doing something small in a consistent way, but it's so small that it's sustainable. And the thing is when we're trying to overhaul our lives, oftentimes we're doing it in such huge chunks, huge sweeping notions like, I'm never going to eat again. Okay, well, that's probably not sustainable. Or I'm never going to do this again. Or I'm always going to run a mile every day for the rest of my life, no matter what. Great ideas, lovely ideas, but they might not be sustainable. And so you don't do them in a consistent way. So 94 was talking about picking and choosing whatever your next step is in a sustainable and consistent way. Episode 127, financial literacy. I'm definitely on a finance kick right now. So we are having our finance call for the Peace course coming up. You can join Simple Shortcuts to Peace at any time. Please do not think you are behind. I have people who are in the program for years and years and come to the calls years later. It's fine. You can pick it up at any time. There's no start date, no end date. I will never kick you out. You can enroll at any time. Everyone gets 2 one-on-one coaching calls with me and once a month group coaching. That's at stephanieoday.com/peace, P-E-A-C-E. It's a one-time fee of $550. And that's just what it costs. It just is what it is. I stand by that pricing. If you have a hardship and it's too much, email me and maybe we can work something out. But $550 for lifetime access to the group calls, the programs, all of the information, all of the PDFs and downloads and 2 one-on-one calls is actually a bargain because it's personalized for you. So think about that and don't dismiss a $550 fee of thinking, oh, well, I could never. Maybe you could. Maybe act as if you could and see how that would work out. If you think your life would be better with some accountability and some handholding, that's what I do and that's what I'm here for, and I'd love to have you. So 127 was financial literacy, and it's acting as if you know what's going on with your numbers and you're not in the dark and you have a plan in place. So when there is market volatility, the way there was this past week, and you're going to be listening to my words in a few weeks, hopefully by then it's simmered down, but I don't really know. And you won't really know either. But when you have a game plan, that's where peace comes from. Okay. Number 150. Quarter and midlife crisis. I recorded this earlier in this calendar year, and it's been coming up an awful lot. This particular episode has been downloaded a bunch, and I get a lot of email about it. So quarter and midlife crisis. Midlife crisis for women usually sort of corresponds right around with perimenopause time. And that's when you feel like maybe you do want a divorce. Maybe you do want to leave your job. Maybe you do want to quote unquote burn it all down and start over again. So listen to that episode. And if you have any questions, reach out to me because I'm happy to be of help. 154, shifting goalposts. If you are slightly type A, and chances are you are, and that's why you're interested in slowing down, whatever you're doing might not feel like it's enough. And whatever number you have in the bank account might not seem like enough. And whatever number you see on the scale might not seem like it's enough. And when you reach whatever milestone you've been searching for, and all of a sudden you're not happy, you're not fulfilled, you're not at peace, maybe you shift that goalpost and go for something bigger and better and shinier and flashier. And then you'll be finally happy, successful, at peace. Nope, that's not how it works. The happiness, the success, the feelings of worthiness and peace come from within. Simply look only within. So if you need help with that, pay attention to and take a listen. 154. Okay. And then 175, bringing your vision to life. So I recorded this only about 12 weeks ago or so. But let's think about that. Let's think about bringing your vision to life. And if you don't know what your vision is, this is a great episode to listen to because I want you to dream. I want you to daydream. I want you to pontificate. I want you to act as if there was a magic wand and you had no cares in the world and everything was easy peasy pumpkin squeezy. What would it look like? What would your finances look like? What would your health look like? What would your time management look like? What would your organization look like and your relationships? You're acting as if you're bringing that vision to life. You're daydreaming and being thoughtful. And then hold it. Hold on to it. And then slowly, thoughtfully, and sustainably, we reverse engineer it to get you from where you are to where you want to go. Okay. All right, this was a lot of information thrown at you. I know that. But I want you to start acting as if. Just walk around. Look at life with new lenses. New lenses that are as if. Okay, pretty people. Consider yourself loved and hugged. I think you are amazing and lovely and wonderful. I'm so proud of you. Talk to you again next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.